I'm Carissa Andrews, international best-selling indie author and CEO of Author Revolution. With more than 15 books published, it's safe to say I have made a ton of mistakes in my endeavor to become a full-time author. The most important thing that I've learned in the past decade is that indie authors need to protect their creativity and their serenity. Being an author is a long game, and that's why I'm on a mission to teach other indies just like you how to publish books with a sustainable, rapid release method. I created the Author Revolution podcast to give you insights and actionable step-by-step strategies to help you do just that. If you're an ambitious author or one in the making who's looking to create a long-term author career and a life you love, you've found your tribe, my friend. Let's get your author revolution underway. Welcome back, my writerly friend. Yeesh, 2021 is off to an interesting start, don't you think? Now, I don't know about you, but I have been doing a lot of reflection the past couple of weeks. Between the continuing explosion of the coronavirus cases, the Capitol insurrectionists on January 6th, and now the transition of power in the White House this week, it's really put into perspective for me our human need for security. And when things shift too much under our feet, it's hard to feel like there's any stability in our life at all. It's fair to say that our world's in chaos and upheaval right now, and it's crossing into more than just the way our political theater is playing out. As authors, we absorb the information in the world around us in ways we don't even comprehend. Much of the undercurrent makes its way into our books as we try to process the events. It's part of the reason you're probably seeing an explosion of books about pandemics and dystopian societies. Now, we need a way to be able to make sense of the world when nothing seems to make sense. In addition, we've been threatened in a way that not many other generations have. We've transitioned from a relatively peaceful state to feeling like even the healthiest of us could lose our lives at any particular moment in time due to an invisible force that's raging like wildfire from person to person. We're stretched thin with children being homeschooled, all while we're trying to work from home, and many of us haven't seen another location or someone outside our family for months and months. And if that's not enough, it kind of feels as though our society and our country, at least in the United States, is on the brink of what could be another civil war if we're not too careful. Now, this is heavy, heavy stuff, guys. But here's the thing I know to be true. We were chosen for this. For one reason or another, we were born here to be the agents of change. We were forged from the remnants of stars simply to be alive at this moment in time and do our magic. I think many of us have felt like we belong to something bigger, or we're destined to do something more, but we haven't quite figured out what it was yet or what it is. I know I've certainly felt that way many times over, and sometimes, just when I think I have it all figured out, that sand beneath my feet begins to shift again and I'm left questioning my assumptions. Have you ever felt like that? When that happens, I have a tendency to double down. I dig my heels in and I do whatever it takes to build some stability. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. Unfortunately, building something on shifting ground isn't really stability at all, it's just the illusion of stability. This goes for houses, governments, family structures, and yes, even careers. I believe many of us enter the indie author world for two reasons, and often they're deeply intertwined. Number one, we're insanely creative, and we need an outlet for that creativity. Now, most of us have found some sort of comfort in the written word. Maybe someone said that we're really good at it. Maybe we just like the way that we can mold our words to our will. The second reason is that a part of us is looking for our creativity to pay us back. If you're in other groups or you've been around for a while, it often seems like it's so easy for other authors and other people. We see their incredible results and think, if they can make a really good living, why not me? And while that's totally true, sometimes we forget that we're all in our own unique paths and on our own unique journeys. Now, what worked for one author might not work for another. You can't replicate every result or control the outcomes. You're still a unique individual with a ton of unique circumstances all playing out. Plus, the moment that you write the end on your stories and you submit it for the real world to read, it's no longer yours to control at all. It's the world's to receive and consume. They make judgments based on its appearance, blurbs, ads, the promotions you run, and obviously the reviews that you've received. Some of those aspects you can alter, others not at all, like those bad reviews if you happen to get any. Now, as Joss Whedon, Buffy creator, and my personal writing aspiration inspiration once said, all worthy work is open to interpretations that the author did not intend. Art isn't your pet, it's your kid. It grows up and it talks back to you. I've seen it so many times, authors, myself included, want our writing to be the thing that creates monetary abundance in our lives. And while it might, a more pointed question we need to be asking ourselves is, should it? Especially in the beginning, as we get our writer's cap firmly planted on the tops of our heads, nothing is without consequences. So what happens if an early success puts us off of writing because we can't maintain deadlines or don't have our plans put firmly in place yet? If our foundations lack stability, it's all going to come crashing down, just with bigger style and louder fanfare. You feel me? Now, through the past 10 years, there have been many times where I've asked myself whether or not I was cut out for writing and even indie publishing because I wasn't earning the profit that I thought I should, or the fact that my books aren't as popular, air quotation marks and everything here, popular, as some of my peers when they're clearly in the same genre and written just as well. Then I realized what often stops us in our tracks is the whole comparisonitis. We turn to others for justification of our direction or our current location. We want to be seen as just as good as someone else. Validation, I guess, right? But we can't compare our beginning to someone else's middle or maybe their end. We need to start where we are and keep putting one step in front of the other. About 2 years ago, I had a shift in thinking that really did change the way I approached my author career. And I can't say it's always held steadfast, but it has helped me to weather some of the ups and downs of indie authorship, and I think it'll help you too. As much as we wish we could declare a successful author career from day one, the truth is being successful and earning a living with your writing takes time. There, I said it. Back in the day when I first started, everyone believed if you wrote it, readers would come. Ugh. Those were the days. Of course, the stories of Amanda Hocking were pretty popular around that time, and she's even from my state of Minnesota, so I mean, come on, if she can do it, I can do it, right? However, the element of the equation that's missing here is that for the majority of us, perseverance has to be our bedfellow. We have to view our writing and authorship as a long game that's continually played over and over. We don't stop when we get it right. We keep going until we can't get it wrong. So when I say it takes time, we're talking about years. Years of consistently writing and putting out books so that you know how to build worlds your readers will love. Years of getting to know your readers. Years of connecting with authors to create partnerships, newsletter swaps, and even camaraderies. Years of learning the ecosystem of indie authorship. Years to grow that backlist and really leverage it with email marketing and promotional campaigns. Now, I know that doesn't sound sexy, and it doesn't sound like the stories that you've been sold. But the reality is, for the majority of authors, and I mean a lot of us, if you want to make a meaningful living as an indie, it means making an investment. Now, this investment usually comes in the form of two ways. Time, which is learning your craft, learning your role as an authorpreneur. Because let me tell you, with the 20 plus hats that you're going to end up wearing, there is zero chance that you're going to learn it all in a matter of minutes. Sorry, guys, even if you can like learn things through osmosis, it's not going to happen. And sometimes having a successful indie author career will mean the investment of money, particularly if you want to take in new information that can shorten this process of time down a little bit. Or if you want to do bigger things for your books, let's say run ads, promotions, have professional edits or covers design. Only you can decide where and how much you're going to invest in yourself and your author career. But you have to know that at some point, 100% of the time, money will get involved. When I first started with the promotional side of things, I did everything. And I mean everything on the skimpiest budget known to man. I literally did it all myself. Website, check. Covers, check. Writing, well, obviously, check. Book blurb, editing, marketing, ads. Reader engagement, social media, check, check, check. You know the list. It goes on and on. So for those of you who are in the beginning of your journey, and the only thing you can invest right now is your time, know that you're not alone. If anything, I think this is actually the norm over the exception. And what matters most isn't really how much you spend when you don't have a lot. What matters is that you make some investment. Start for free by shifting your mindset from this quick fix mentality that plagues the indie author community, because, like I said, it's a myth for 98% of us. Instead, I want you to go into your indie authorship with eyes wide open. Know that in order to start seeing some substantial income, it's going to mean having 22 to 28 books in your backlist. Then I want you to put a plan in place to tackle getting those books written. Figure out how many books you can sustainably write in a year. Is it 2, 4, 12? By now, you know that I operate on a 4-book-a-year model because that's what works for me while I have other job responsibilities. But I think even if I didn't, I would still want to have a life outside of writing, so this still feels very comfortable to me. I want to be able to see my family, my kiddos, go on outings, see my husband. I need to see the outside of my freaking house and the real world, for crying out loud. So whatever that number is, you need to pick it and stick with it until you get to, say, 25 books. Until that point, I want you to put blinders on to what you think you should be making in terms of author income from your books. Instead, focus on the foundation and learning everything that you can about building your author career so it's as stable as possible. I've said it before, but it's worth re-mentioning that our books are evergreen. The majority of us will not make huge numbers on our launches. Instead, it will come from the way that we leverage that backlist using promotions and advertising and email marketing. And we do that over and over and over again. No, that's not to say you ignore your launches, just to say that you need to shift your focus from your launch having to earn XYZ, because even a poorly launched book can go on to do great things. I've seen it time and time again. So here we are, we're edging near the end of the first month of 2021. Whether you've got your plan in place or you need to sit down and think it through, I really want you to take a look at how you're approaching your author career. Are you being realistic with what it is you want to have happen? Or are you letting sensationalism get in the way? If your eye is only set on the prize of monetary compensation, then I challenge you to adjust that lens just a little bit. If you want to make a full-time author income from your writing, I want you to shift that mindset away from a certain dollar amount right now to that goal number of 25 books in your backlist. Can you do that for me? I'm pretty sure that if you've made it this far into the episode, you probably needed to hear all of this. And here's something else that you need to hear. No matter where you are on your author journey, you are right where you're meant to be. Maybe not where you want to be, but where you're meant to be. And I truly believe that. The universe holds us back for various reasons, but I think many times it's because there's something even greater meant for us in the future. But you can't skip ahead. You have to trust the process. All right, soapbox officially exited. Now, hopefully you got a little bit of insight into the way that mindset is super important when it comes to having a successful author career. And don't forget, I'm hosting my final masterclass on this concept and building a successful indie author career this coming Wednesday, January 20th. So if you're ready to build a solid foundation and you're wanting to find a way to really kind of reconnect with your why of being an author, I want you to join this masterclass. All you have to do is head over to authorrevolution.org/masterclass and get signed up. And if you'd like to download the transcript from this episode, I'd like you to head over to authorrevolution.org/64 and you can download the transcript right there. I'll also include the link to the masterclass if you'd like to get in on that as well. All right, my writerly friend, that's a wrap for this week. I wish you all the successes as we head into the rest of this year and continue onward past January. Now go forth and start your author revolution.